Acts 16:25-28. It reads, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And the prisoners were listening to them. 26. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were opened, and everyone bound were unfastened. When the jailers woke up and saw the prison's door were open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." Thank you. Amen.
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 Good morning.
Is yet another opportunity to be in front of you and to share in the Word of God. For me, it's a privilege because who am I? But coming to church is not about us. It's about coming to meet our God and seeking and learning from His feet. And so, today, my prayer is that the Lord will be with us, prepare our hearts and minds, and help us so that our coming today will not be in vain. But we shall be a vessel of honor, we shall be inspired, we shall be blessed by His grace and will and mercy in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The Bible says, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. Being a Christian is not about character. It's not about showing up. It's about allowing the Spirit of God to rule over your life. It's about giving yourself. It's about submitting to His will. And to this morning, I pray that the Holy Spirit will minister by Himself to our minds in Jesus' name.
Amen.
What we shall be discussing is nothing strange, because as you know, we come here to remind ourselves of things we already know and to encourage ourselves. And that is the reason why each time I have this opportunity, I see it as an opportunity to encourage myself also. And it's about the power of prayer in a Christian life. Being a Christian is challenging, because it's easy to go in the way of the world. And that is the reason why even Jesus Christ Himself, He said, "Strife is the way, and narrow is the way that leads to life, and few are found, but broad is the way, and plenty, millions, thousands are found there, that leads to destruction." So don't be disturbed, because it's not just straight. It's the Bible calling strife. It's narrow, difficult to go through. And so it requires grace and mercy and consistent and deliberate effort to be a Christian. The Bible told us that in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. Many of us, according to the chapter this morning, we used to believe that faithfulness or following God is when we experience physical blessing, like we have good health, we've got money, we've got the things that we desire. But it's not just about that. The Bible describes it as fullness of joy. For you to come here today to remember that so many people who are lying in their bed, watching TV, enjoying themselves, of course, they have this argument, they work Monday to Saturday. And so why not, if not? Why can't I take out a day for myself? God rested. Right? That's the argument. But what does the Bible say? The Bible says, a foolish, it is the fool that says there is no hope. So today, you need to be happy because you are not among the foolish ones who believe that there is no God. For us, we have hope and faith and confidence, and we should learn to be happy in the presence of God. But according to Psalm 16, and 11, it said, in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. Coming to God is not just about physical things, except that. It's about joy, favor, mercy. The Bible even describes it as peace. It's comfort, confidence, hope, and grace. What a wonderful things that you can find in God. So, I'm saying this just to make you understand that the knowledge of God alone and your presence with Him is enough joy and fulfillment and satisfaction. And we should be happy that we are among those ones that are listed among the people that trust in God. Because in there is hope, there is joy, there is mercy, there is grace, there is peace. In fact, some Bible passage says, peace that passeth understanding. So today's lesson is to encourage us in the Word of God on the importance of prayer in our lives. As children of God, God gives us an opportunity to communicate with Him. Prayer is a fundamental aspect of Christian life, serving as a direct line of communication with God. Through prayer, we can express our adoration, thanksgiving, seek guidance, confess our sins, and present our requests. The power of prayer is enormous, is immense, and it can transform our lives. It can change us completely. It can also influence our relationship with God. You remember our text, Acts 16:25, that tells us about the story of Paul and Silas. These guys were jailed. They were in prison. Of course, shouldn't they feel bad? They're probably going to be killed or sentenced to a long time. But they decided that what should they do? They decided to start praying and singing praises. And deliverance came. Earlier this week, I was having a conversation with a colleague. We are sitting in a garden and something happened. So I think the boy is a Chinese, and I asked him, do you believe in powers or kind of religious belief like Christian in China? He said, well, he doesn't know, but as far as he's concerned, he does not believe. Because most of those things are just people's thinking. So I asked him, good enough, we're outside. And I saw the breeze blowing, was blowing things. And I asked him, did you see that the breeze is blowing? He said, yes, you can see. I said, do you know the power of the breeze? How mighty and strong, and it can destroy and make things up? He said, yes, it's possible. And I told him, have you seen it before? He said, no. I said, just because you can't see it, doesn't mean it doesn't exist. This is the power of prayer. When you kneel down and pray to God, just because you don't see the possibility, does not mean it can happen. Look at Paul and Silas. How can somebody come into, they were put into, the Bible was in inner prison. So they must be chained, broken, barriers, the soldiers, but they came alive. This is a picture of what prayers can do in our lives. Let's take the example of a man called Jabez. How many of you have heard about Jabez? Jabez is a man. If you read that story in the book of Chronicles, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, they were talking about the lineage of some people. We're saying, you know, the usual way of Bible narration of that, and so-so-so man. And they mentioned about 8 generations, and by the time the writer gets to Jabez, in verse 10, he said, for Jabez was more honorable than them all. Why? He said he made a prayer. The Bible also described what his name. He said, because his mother gave back to him in sorrow. So Jabez means a child of sorrow. But he was accounted to be more honorable. You know why? Because he made a prayer. He prayed. Let's read that passage. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 10. And Jabez, okay, from now. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. 10. And Jabez called on God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou shouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my cause, and that thy hand might be with me, and thou shouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him what he requested. This is the reason why he was more honorable. Because he sought the power of the God of Israel, and the story of his life changed from sorrow to joy, and happiness, and fulfillment. This is the kind of thing prayer can accomplish in our life. But what is prayer? Prayer is a spiritual practice, not a ritual. It is not about, oh, I set up my alarm, 6:30 a.m., I wake up and I say these few words of prayer. No. Prayer is not just about the observation. Prayer is a spiritual practice that involves communication with God, but also it's about building a relationship with God. Prayer is adoration. Talked about that. It's confession, acknowledgement of sin, it's thanksgiving, it's supplication. Are there any benefits we can derive from praying? Prayer gives us a source of, it gives us an opportunity to strengthen our relationship with God. Oftentimes, we are just Christians. Maybe by name, in character and life, we don't manifest what a Christian is. But prayer is one element that helps us to solidify our relationship with God. Prayer deepens our friendship with God. It increases our awareness of His presence and guidance. Remember the prayer of Jesus in John 17. You will notice that in John 17, this was just about before He was crucified. Jesus go back in prayer. He was saying in prayer, if you follow our advices to go and read it, the kind of communication was like an interaction with God. When we learn to pray, we increase our interaction and communication with God. Prayer gives us peace and comfort. Prayer provides grace, peace that surpasses all understanding. Because when we act by faith, we can go to rest. We can have the confidence. The book of James says that this is the confidence that we have in Him, that whatsoever thing we ask, irrespective of what we ask, He will hear. What a peace prayer gives us. Prayer gives us wisdom and guidance. So many times we don't know what to do or where to go. But when we develop a relationship with God in prayer, He can provide us with guidance because we pray and allow Him to take control. Through prayer, we can seek and receive divine wisdom. The book of James chapter 1, he said, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask, and it will be given to him liberally. If you read that passage, James chapter 1 verse 5, he said, and he judges not. Some of these words, have you thought about why they were positioned together? Because of our time, we will not read, but I invite us to read it. Prayer offers us spiritual strength. We go to church, we come to church, we are in a Christian family, but yet we are still weak. How do we know we are still weak? We are worried, we are disturbed, we are troubled, we are afraid. It is a sign of spiritual weakness. But with prayer, we can gain strength. Prayer prepares us against temptation. Every day, we are bombarded. With all sorts of temptation. If you open your phone, it's all terrible things you see. Whether you are looking at the TV or maybe in the home, somebody steals off. Or at workplace, we see things that want to take us away from our spirituality. But with prayer, we can gain strength. Prayer prepares us against temptation and spiritual warfare. The Bible told us that, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against power, against principalities, where? In high places. See, look at the story I talked about earlier. Because we don't see things, some of the things that happen to us, we believe that because of our mistakes. No. Some things the devil planted on our way to trial. Don't forget, he tempted Jesus. Jesus, the devil tempted him. But with prayer, we can gain strength. With prayer, we can provide an armor for ourselves. The book of Ephesians chapter 6 from 12 to 18. With prayer, we can seek for healing and restoration. Prayer can bring physical, emotional, spiritual healing. A lot of us are going through emotional struggle. We have one worry, challenge, or the other. But with prayer, we can gain emotional strength. We can gain spiritual healing. It is not all the people in the hospital. I was having a conversation with somebody, and we keep saying, and I told the person that the framework, the government framework for health management is focused on people who are in the hospital, mostly, like 99%. But the health framework and health management should go beyond that. A lot of people work on the streets. Before they get to the point of being bedridden, we all need help. But this is kind of abundance of help and support that God has provided for his children, which you can find in prayer. By praying to God, you can gain emotional strength. How can we cultivate the praying habit in our Christian journey? One, by creating time. Oftentimes, we are always caught and running. We are catching against the wind. We want to walk and walk and walk and walk. But for us to develop the prayerful life, in order to benefit from all these wonderful things we talked about earlier, we have to deliberately create time for prayer. As an individual, as a family, as a church, we have to create a moment of prayer. We are not, if we are not, before now, we need to create time from our busy schedule, prayer. As an individual or family, we have to be deliberate. Set time. This is our, you remember the life of the apostles, even in the time of Christ, they have prayer power. You can develop it as an individual. 5:30 a.m. I need to wake up and say some prayer. I have to pray. Before I go to bed, most of us sleep on our phone. We scroll social media, and when we start dozing, we sleep off. We have to be more deliberate. Because the devil, the Bible says, it's a roaring lion, looking for whom to devour. This morning, the teacher mentioned something very important. He said, the devil always attacks our weakness. He always tries to attack. We all have weakness. He won't go to our strength. He knew that when he wanted to tempt Adam and Eve, if he had gone to Adam, he probably would resist him. And so, if you know you have a weakness, we have to deliberately work against it. The devil don't want us to. He will tell you, it's not going to happen. You need to work. How can you make more money if you don't work? You need to defend yourself. You need to stand up for yourself. Just because you can't see it does not mean it doesn't exist. For your record, you can write Acts chapter 3, verse 1. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. We need to create space for prayer. As children of God, we need to grow from our current level to a more spiritually mature individual aspiration. We need to create prayer space. Yes, we can pray anywhere we find ourselves. But if we learn from the life of Christ, we will notice that he will separate himself out of the crowd, even from his disciples, and pray. For us to develop that strong bond and connection with God, we have to learn to create space. It could be our bedroom, it could be our closet, it could be our study room, it could be in the church premises, where we will avoid distraction and we can concentrate our mind to God in prayer. We can cultivate a praying habit by building connection with God. Oftentimes, relationship go haywire because there are no connection. Prayer is a means of speaking with God. But if you are not spiritually connected, it will just be mere words. Connection is being linked, being attached, joined. A lot of marriages struggle today because there are no connection between the couple or parent or family. There are no connection. It's like having a generator. You know, a generator is common in my country, like a power station and a light beam. You know, a light beam lights up the whole environment. And the power station is producing energy. But without something to connect it to, will it give us life? No. God is our power source. And we are the being that walks in. We need to build connections. We have to be deliberate. If you must survive as married couple in your relationship, you have to build connections. What are the attachments that you have? What do you do together? What common values do you share with your child? And that is some of the things that bring disjoint in home. And it happens in our spiritual life too. How can we build connection with God? Through praise and worship. When we praise, story of Paul and Silas. When we sing praises, in thanksgiving, we can rebuild connection. By being honest and transparent in our prayer, share your thoughts and feelings and concerns with God. In Bible reading and meditation, I'm glad that the teacher mentioned the meaning of Selah. Oftentimes, even when we read, we do not reflect on it and interpret it and play it in the scenarios of our life and situation. In fellowship, we can build connection with God. In friendship, in forming prayer relationships, a lot of us find it easy to make friends with the people of the world than to make friends with the children of God. In service, we should look for the deliberate act of kindness and volunteering in the ministry of God. Another way to build connection is by keeping a diary. How does this connect? The teacher talked about writing things down. You need to document your prayer and your experiences with God. Why? So that you can be able to reflect on it and meditate on it. If you don't have a diary of keeping records and journals of these experiences, of moments, of your requests down, you have to start developing it today. We can create a list of songs that we can use in connecting with God so that we can spend more time with Him in personal fellowship. We can seek for guidance we can pray for others. All of these are ways we can develop a habit of prayer. In conclusion, James chapter 5, verse 16. James 5, 13. Is anyone among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray for him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if they have sinned, they shall be forgiven. May the Lord bless his word in Jesus' name.
Amen.